So was it more like a sort of fan club then, with one-way communication from the fans, and until you sort of, it may be 2008, then you really turned it into a community instead?
Yeah, I mean, you could say, I mean, we can't go as far as saying it's a fan club, because nobody really got anything from it. You know, it was just simply people leaving a comment on the website, and that was it. And though we were getting absolutely great comments, we began getting so many, we began looking at other tools. Actually, you know, it is just my dad and I that work in the office. It's only us two that deal with Bullseye. And so we just thought, well, okay, it's time to start using Twitter and Facebook. It's the way forward. It's the way, especially young people, it's the way young people are communicating with each other, and you know, everyone is slowly getting on board. And that's when we decided to get on board in about, I think it was, early 2009.
And so was it 2.5 years ago or 3 years ago?
Yes, correct, yep. And actually in November 2009, the Bullseye Facebook page only had 2,500 fans.
Hmm.
And then that's when I kind of really properly started, you know, using Facebook. And we weren't even on Twitter then. We're very new to Twitter. So in the last 2 years, we've been able to grow the page by over 20,000 fans, which for a program, which, as you say, isn't on a brand new series at the moment, I think it's a pretty good reflection on how people feel about the show.
Mm, yeah. And so, I mean, after building up that community, where next for, I suppose, the brand itself the brand itself and the business and the petition, I guess, then?
Well, okay, for the business, as you know, we've got the theatre tour. We've just signed an agreement with the Gurin Company in LA to take Bullseye over to the States. And to be honest, we're just very much going to continue how we are, really. Whatever we're doing at the moment, it seems to be working for Bullseye. The theatre tour is going very well. Challenge are very happy with the repeats that they show on their channel. We were told a month ago that one of the particular shows on a certain Friday, I can't remember the exact date now, but that was the highest rated show on the channel, and it was actually the highest rated show against the whole Sky platform. Actually, Sky One, you know, Sky News, Sky Sports, and Challenge are very happy with the way that the repeats are working for them.
Mm.
And obviously, we've made it clear for us, the next step, us business-wise, is we would love to get a new series back on TV. And I believe we've got the support out there and the interest in fans, and it's just really, hopefully for us, a matter of time until that's secured. With regards to moving forward, did you also ask with regards to moving forward with regards to social networking? I think obviously at the moment we're doing something right. People are liking the page, people are commenting, people are getting interactive. I think where it gets to the point where people stop, that's when I need to look and assess, what are we doing wrong here at the moment? At the moment, we get very good feedback to everything that we do. Obviously, there's the new social networking site, you know, Google+ for business. I don't know if that's gone live yet. When I last looked, businesses, I don't think they could still register. So obviously, looking at Google+, that would be another one to get involved with. Really just to keep increasing the fans on Facebook and Twitter, really. And I try and cross-reference them an awful lot. You know, if a lot of fans are talking about Bullseye on Twitter one night, I'll go on Facebook and say, oh, it's a lot of good discussion about Bullseye tonight on Twitter. And I try to kind of sometimes link both communities together. Although both communities work very differently, I often like to sort of, you know, remind each other that they're both there. And the way I work on Facebook and the way I work on Twitter for Bullseye are both very different